Floatzilla 2026 preparations are underway. With the Floatzilla paddling celebration, River Action acknowledges the value of outdoor recreation, promoting public engagement and inspiring people to enjoy and protect our important, vital Mississippi River. Water trails and boat launches are about more than just fun, however. They're an investment in the entire city, shaping how people live, work, and play as the Quad Cities grows and changes. And having fun, like decorating your boat for prizes and meeting and making lots of friends, starts with observing safety, which is number one on our minds as we stage the largest paddling event on the Mississippi River. The U.S. Coast Guard reminds us that the river is shut down to all commercial traffic on Floatzilla Day, August 15th, from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. At 4:30, the river reopens to all commercial vessels, so you must be off the water by that time. To participate and ensure your safety, you must wear a personal flotation device, have a bailer, a plastic cup will do, and a whistle. Towing another vessel is prohibited, as is having a cooler aboard. Launch captains at the 7 launch sites will have waterproof repair tape available. When you register to paddle in Floatzilla, you have an option to launch from 7 different sites, so it is easy to determine, based on your experience in paddling, which is the best fit for you. Captains at the launches will monitor launch times. If you arrive late and the site is cut off for launching, you will be sent to a downriver launch site. Safety boats follow last paddlers downriver to Lake Potter, where the celebration continues, and a photo of all participants gathered in a large float is taken by Hampton Crane and available for purchase after the event. Sign up today at riveraction.org/floatzilla. Call the River Action office at 563-322-2969 if you have questions, and take advantage of the safest day of the year to paddle on the Mississippi River.